Good morning, Masechet Kritot Daf Kaf Chet, and please God, we're going to finish the Masechet today. We are in on Kaf Zayin Amud Bet at the bottom, about 5 lines after the Gemara starts. We had the Mishnah, and we said that basically what the Mishnah said was that there are circumstances when you can convert money you set aside or to bring a korban for an animal to a bird, from a bird to a meal offering, and vice versa. It would depend if you went got poor in the middle or rich, you have to increase or decrease. And the Gemara learned it from the fact that the Torah writes in 3 different psukim, mechatato, mechatato, and then alchatato. Right? So there the Gemara says that mechatat, mechatat is animal and bird, it's written in, and with regards to the meal offering, it says alchatato. So mechatat means from your chatat. Means that if you've got a bit of, you've got money for a chatat, and now suddenly your circumstances change, you became poorer, you can bring from your chatat. In other words, you don't have to bring the whole money, from that money, mei chatat. And the chiddush really here is that you set aside, let's say, $1,000 for a korban, or 10 or 1,000 shekels for a korban. And now you became poor. So you can go and buy a bird. Let's say a bird only costs 200 shekels. Out of that 800 shekels was kochi money. So we'll see now, that's the chiddush. You mechalel, right? You deconsecrate the value of the 1,000 on the 200, and the rest of the money, the 800, goes off to chulin. That's the real chiddush here. Because the circumstances have changed, the Torah allows you that. Because you might think that we saw previously, if you set aside 1,000 shekels for a korban, all the 1,000 shekels belongs to Beit HaMikdash money. Now, if you became poor, it's your problem. Why make it ours? The Beit HaMikdash, you became poor, I'm going to suffer. Right? The Torah says, no. That you're allowed to downgrade the money you spend, and the chiddush is that the change that remains is yours, not kochim. Okay, we'll see it in a second. So that's what we got up to yesterday. So now the Gemara says like this. And now we'll see, also there's a difference between a bird and a meal offering and an animal offering when it comes to a mum. We saw yesterday as well. So for example, let's quickly go back. We'll go through it quickly. Let's start with the Gemara, right? Nadi Midi, where do you know this from? Tanar Banan. Mechato, mechato, alchato. 3 times. Mechatat, mechatat, and alchatat. Matamud, domar, binata, omeshe, mebi, mekdesh, kisba, sira, mekdesh, sira, kisba, mekdesh, kisba, sira, torim, ubenei, yona, mekdesh, torim, ubenei, yona, shita, yifa. That you can go from animal to bird to meal offering. The writer says, Kate, how would this work? He fished a kisbos, he set aside money to buy an animal offering, but he became poor, Yavi offering a bird. He became poorer, or if you were poor to begin with, and your status was a bird, and then you became even poorer, and you bring a meal offering. He fished a straight the other way around now. If you set aside a meal offering, and then the shear, you became richer, Yavi offering a bird. He shear, you became richer, Yavi kisbal shah, an animal. He fished kisbal shirah, and istavu. Now, second category on its own. You were a rich guy and set aside an animal, and there's the animal. V'nistavu, it got some sort of a mum, it got a blemish. Right? Imrat sayavi would name off. Now you became poor in the process. Right? Remember this, I mentioned this as well, yes, that's missing from the Gemara, but obviously you became poor. If you want, you can now, the animal became a mum, got a mum. You can let it out of pasture, sell it from its money, you can bring a bird offering. Look at Rashi there. Imrat sayavi off. Mr. Avu, that's still there on the Tosfot side, but now off. Kagon im hani. So Rashi says it. For example, if you became poor, right? Hefrish off, if you had set aside a bird to begin with, v'nistaev, and then I got a mum. Remember, a mum for a bird is a much bigger mum than an animal. Remember, like a cat track, for example, doesn't puzzle a bird. Have to like lose a limb or something. Must be some comment like that, right? Yavi bid man off, he fish off, then he can bring a haifa. She'ain lo yavi bedamav. He says, yeah, if it got a mum on the bird, lo yavi bedamav asirat haifa. Here you can't replace the bird with a meal offering. Why? She'ain lo off pidyon. Because the off hasn't got pidyon. There are 2 things happening here. We're discussing 2 types of halachas. The one is if you became poor in the middle and you haven't dedicated the animal yet, you can downgrade or upgrade. If you bought an animal and now it gets a mum and you became poor in the middle, now it will depend. On a bird offering, you can, on an animal offering, you can sell the animal and with the money buy a bird offering and keep the change. If it was a bird offering or a mum, you can't do that. Okay, that's separate halacha. Because the off hasn't got a din of pidyon. Look at Rashi there. Shepidyon only ma'ir behema. The whole concept of doing pidyon with a mum animal only applies to an animal. That's why the brightness is over here. That's why it says here, mechatato and alchato. Now it's going to explain what's going on here. Look at Rashi quickly. There's a long Rashi here. It's important to read this. Mechad achad ato. But korban la biorit. We're talking about animals here that have varying office, right? The type of animal where you would bring a richer or a poor. Not every animal gives you, not every korban gives you an option to choose a bird, animal, or flower offering depending on how wealthy you are. It's like a tumat migdash, for example, right? One of those is we're speaking about over here would be a varying korban. So the gospel of the Yorek Yabek is about the Sira Mechatato, the Mashme Mikzat Chato, from a better day Chatat. Klomar, im heani yavi imo mi Mikzat dem velak. Like I said, from here you can bring a bit of the money if you become poor. The Gabe Ofketiv Mechato, also from Mechato, the Mashme im heani yavi Mikzat dem of Asritaifa. The Gabe Asritaifa was the gospel of flower thing, it says Al Chatato. What do you mean Al Chatato? The Mashme im heashir Yosif Adamim. If you became rich, you can add. But from the flower offering, it doesn't say mechatato. It doesn't go down from it. Only old. You can add on. You got it? That's the idea of the psukim here. Then if fish kisba, klomar meot liknot kis, we sell an animal to buy, money to buy an animal. Right? And there, okay, so there's no Rashi on the idea of pidyon. For the Rashi explaining the pidyon, there's no Rashi on pidyon. Now it says, okay, now the Gemara says as follows. It's trich, and we need all of these three types. Why is it written three times? Mechatat, mechatat, alchatat. Moshe ve it's trich. Why? Lemichte mechatato gabe kisba osira. It's trich lemichta gabe off. Right? We need it to be written in both these two places, both with birds and with animals. Why? Ikativ kra gabe hekdesh kisba osira. It's only written with regards to the animals, not with regards to birds. Hava mino would have thought. Hifrish kisba. If I set aside money to buy an animal offering, ki meyani when you became poor, mehalen maot. Right, from those monies, here the Gemara says, Nachlinon al off. See that Nachlinon from the word chulin, right? That money becomes chulin on the bird. Now look at the tet zayin there of the Shulva Kubetzet. It's four lines of the wide of the Shulva Kubetzet. The mashma lishna shekulan chulin. The mashma here is alara, that they all become chulin. Chutz mi demei off. Velo kamar yiplu ma'ot lenedava. That's what the Shulva says. What's the chidush? When you become poor and you now downgrade from buying an animal to buying a bird, the rest of the money becomes chulin and you don't have to give it as a nedava. That's the chirush over here, right? Nachninan al of ki denati of when you bring the bird, why? The kisbav of tarvai mina dam hamnu. What was the havamina? We say, why do you need the word mechatat written both in animals and in birds? It was just written in animals. There's a chirush over here that you're going to downgrade. So now you would think, okay, when I'm bringing an animal, it's written in mechatat. So for the kisba, I can do mechatat from the animal. I can bring a bit of the money for the off. But if I bring a bird, right, then the kisba, the off, tarbayu, minei damim ninhu. So then I would say, you know what? I can bring money from the kisba to pay for the off. It becomes chulin because a bird and an animal are both meat. They both got blood. They're both living animals. Right? But with regards to flower offering now, which isn't a type of a blood animal, it's written, been specifically written in the pasuk of off of birds. I would have thought from a kisba I can buy off, and the money then goes to chulin. But if I had an off to begin with, I was a poor guy, not a very poor, but a marginally medium poor guy, and I was buying a bird offering. And I became poor, then I wouldn't be able to do chilul on the balance of the money and buy a flower offering and get the rest of the money to go. I have to take that money and buy a flower offering and give the balance to the Beit Midrash. Havomer ki mafrish mart lekino umeyani became poor lo mat shreifa t'la bin edramimu and a mat shreifa min beite. You have to bring from his own monies the meal offering. And that money that I set aside originally for the bird offering would go to the Beit HaMikdash. So I wouldn't have learned this chidush of getting this assistance for the Beit HaMikdash to be able to take the money home. That's what went back and wrote it again into the pasuk of bird. Which says what? That even if I'm hegdesh of off, if I've got a bird offering and now I end up getting, the person gets poor, he can bring a flower offering, and the same story applies. It is chulin, and he can take the balance of the money home. Now, the Agora Bach adds in over here, but he says here, ve'itzrich, right, ha'efa, then he adds in, ve'itzrich lemichtav al-chatato gabei asrit ha'efa. We also had to write in al-chatato with regards to the meal offering. Why? Ve'achi ka'ama. Ki mafrish la shnai faifa says I ban region to buy the shnai father is a very poor person. Vada mighty before he brought it, he ashir became rich. So nosif alehon night of now he must bring money and add money and bring a bird. He ashir if he got even richer, right? So nosif alehon v'naiti kispo seira. He must add more money and bring a, an animal offering. Umay time mekativ al chatato gam shnefa. So why did it write al chatato there and not mechatato or at all? Right, so the Haggadah Bach adds in here as well. Umay time mekativ al chatato gam shnefa v'lo gabe off and not with regard to bird. De'i ketiv al chatato gam off. If I written al chatato gam off, or be'athun havi amina ki mafrish ma'ot lekeno ve'ashir. Where did it suck money for a bird offering and became rich? Who the Mosipa on a mighty kissbosir the Tarvai Minadamu? Same thing backwards. You would have thought, okay, if you got rich from a bird, then you have to now bring an animal offering. Why? Because they're both blood offerings. Aval he fish modest life of Heshir, but if he had set aside money for a flower offering and became rich, right? Ilo Heshir Tuva Naiti off, right? If he became rich, he bring off. For him Heshir Tuva Naiti kissbosira. And we still say if you got rich, you got to bring the other korban. Not if you got rich, you bring an animal korban. But you'd think halen ma'ot the official nedava, the money that's for the birth meal offering would go to the nedava as an extra nedava and not be part of the money for the bird or for the korban. Ahach ketiv krab halen chatur b'shit v'delot b'chatato. Gavadal achatato le midrash kedamrinan. So basically, the drosh is as follows: mechatat, mechatat, and alchatat. Alchatat means you always add on your chatat, alchatat. So from flour offering, you only go up. And you include the flower offering in your value, and you add on the difference for the bird or the difference for the animal. And mechatat means from your chatat going down, you can deduct the money that stays yours, goes to chulin, and it works from animal to bird to flower offering, and then up from flower offering to bird to animal. And you never have to have extra monies in the picture. It's always either what you started with you add onto, or what you started with you detract from, and the balances are always yours. Okay? That's the chiddush. Okay, I'm Rabbi Lazar, I'm Rabbi Oishia. Metame Migdash Asher. This is the Metame Migdash that Tashi spoke about, which is our example of an Olev Yored. Okay, a person who's chayv an Olev Yored who came to the rich Tame or whatever. And now he was a rich guy to begin with. She fish ken lekis, but lekif sakor. He was a rich guy, and what did he do? He had to bring a korban. He set aside. He decided, you know what? I'll bring a bird korban. Now, as a rich guy, what was he meant to bring? An animal, right? A kevis or an es. He decided, no, I'm going to bring a ken. Right? Look at Rashi there. Shif kren torim. Right? The kivsato. No, he did. The korban kevis. Amarav v'oishia. Metame migdash ashir shehifrish ken. Past tense. He set aside money to bring a ken. Look at Rashi, le kivsato, klomar bimkom kivsato, instead of his keves, sheratze lehakriv korban, he decided, I'm going to bring a korban ani. Now, there's actually a musari skill, I just thought about it now in a second. Look what happens to the guy. Vehe ani became poor. Now, I just thought about it for this moment, suddenly, you know, it's like, al tachpil ha-satan. You go and behave like a poor guy, in front of the Bidash, you become poor. If you carry me like a rich guy, I'm going to become poor. I don't know, that's just, I thought right now. But let's say, an example of a person like this, he became poor. So now the question is, he's poor. He's got the korban set aside for a poor guy. Can he now bring that korban because he's a poor guy? Or do we say, when he brought the korban to begin with, he was a rich guy, and therefore we say, hoel de nidche, nidche. Remember we had to get to the question is, are korban not kochim nidchen or not? So now look at Rashi. V'heani, hoel ve nidche, yidche, done deal. Look at Rashi. When he set it aside, it wasn't right for him, it wasn't his korban. It's said early on, and later on, Rabbi Oishe says he's not yotze. Look at the Gemara and the rest of the Rashi there. Yidche, lo'olam, forever. A korban that is nidche is nidche. So we saw that yesterday, remember, with the case of the guy from our previous Gemara in Tmura, where he had been magdish half the animal that he bought the other animal for his friend, he magdished it again. He couldn't bring it as a korban, right? Because when he bought it the very first time, it was only half an animal, it wasn't right to bet amigdash. It was already nidche from the mizbeach. Remember that? I saw a great thing yesterday on the Daf Notes about a question that was asked, I don't remember who it was asked to, about a person who owned a restaurant in partnership with a goy. And when he owned the restaurant in partnership with a goy, he had toivled the kalim. And now he bought the partnership from the goy. Does he have to go and retoivel his kalim or not? Same as similar to our Gemara. He answered based on our Gemara. We said if the guy owned a half an animal and he was magdishit, then he went and bought the other half and he was magdishit, it didn't help. You couldn't now bring it as a korban. So he said there that when you own the restaurant with a goy, so the tefillah doesn't help you at all. There's no tefillah of the kalim. He brought some, I don't know, I forgot the names. He explained that tefillah of kalim is almost like gerut. When you tovel your kalim, it's as if you're converting them from goyisha kalim to Jewish kalim. You can't convert it to half a goy. Right? So when it was owned by the half a goy, the restaurant, there was no gerut. You can't convert half a gerut. The same, so when you bought it, you got to do tefillah because the first tefillah never worked at all. Same idea. Basically, you get that. It's a nice way of thinking about it, a little bit out of the box. Okay. So now, Amar Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, Shema Mina Tlat. We learned three halachas from this same story I saw yesterday. Shema Mina Balechaim Nidchim. First, we see the animals can be Nidchim. Once they were dedicated for Korban, they can be Nidchim. It bounced out. Ukdusha Dami Madche. And because at the end of the day, what could you have really done when he was Magdish these birds to begin with? Was it right to be brought as a Korban? No. Because he was meant to be an animal. So the most that they had in the bird was Kodshe Damim. He could have sold the bird now and got the money and given the money to the Bet as a gift. But they were only Kodshe Damim and they were Madche. Look at Rashi there. Yidche Lakrushna Madche. Meshe Hukdash Betchil Eladamim Kamoze. There's birds. Shetchilato Lokidash Eladamav. You can only make it as a Damim Korban. Why? The Ha Ashir Hav, this rich guy. Medachto Krushna Damim. Always was never could be brought as a Korban. Now Rashi brings a question over here. But why does it say, Tomar, Halo M Pidyon Damim Lof? Tell me now, wait a second. We learned a second ago that there's no pigeon with off. There's only pigeon with an animal. Lof Hani Mini Hech, so he says, there's no pigeon off. So how are you going to take this bird money now and sell it and redeem it to bring the money to the Bet HaMikdash? You can't do pigeon with it off. He says, no. You with me that question? The question clear? It's a very good question. You got it? Right? Anybody? Let's go through one more time. We said a few seconds ago that we've got Mechatat, and Alchatat. And when we had the two cases of the animal got a mum in the meantime, with the korban, the keves or the ez, if it got a mum, you can let it set it and bring the money and give it as a benefit. If a bird got a korban, got a mum, there's no pigeon in a bird. Too late, done deal. You can't do anything. You can't go sell the bird and money. You've basically lost your korban. So we're saying if there's no pigeon here, then off. So this guy, you're saying to me now that this kodshim of the bird, the kin that he set aside, this nest, you're saying that that it's kudusha damim. What?
No pigeon.
There is a pigeon in it off. Right? No pigeon, no redemption. Right? So here we're saying over here that kudusha damim. And the kudusha damim is madche. So what are you going to do with it? You're going to now sell it and get the money and then give the money to the Bet HaMikdash. But there's no pigeon with an off, you said. So I said, how can you do this whole process? My law ain't pigeon damim with an off. He says, no, harimili hechad de nire lahakriv b'shah tafrasha. So that only works, when do we say there's no pigeon with an off? When the time that you set aside it as a korban, it was ra'ui to be a korban. If this guy was a poor guy, and he had brought the bird as a korban, then we'd say it was nitfas, the kedusha from his bayach, there's no pigeon. Right? Kegoni mifisho ba'aniyut v'nishtayev. Abal zeh, in this case, lo chalalav kedushat mizbech, it never became ra'ui to the mizbech in the first place, because he was a rich guy, and he wasn't rise a korban. So only got kedushat abim, kedushat abim, there is pigeon. It's a nice little kedushat of Rashi. Okay, let's carry on. And the third look we learned as well. Yes, I'm not repeating it, but go through it again. It was yesterday. Dichui meikara, that this korban was never ra'ui in the first place, we bought as a korban. Right, therefore, they brought as a korban ever again. Okay, Mati Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Now we've got an interesting case. Hamafish nekeve lepischo korim haPesach. You were magdish a female. Now we know korban Pesach has to be a zachar. Okay, korban Pesach has to be a zachar. You were mafrish a female as a korban Pesach before Pesach. Now, what did we learn in all the other masechtos? We learned if you brought a korban Pesach and you didn't bring it on Pesach, you bring it off the Pesach as a shlamim. Right. So this isn't the case though. It's been a case before Pesach. So Rashi says, look, Korim HaPesach, look, interesting Rashi here. Korim HaPesach, Rashi says, Kedi Naspa, it's the stam that Korim HaPesach is brought there. There's no real chidush in that. But because Korim HaPesach, any had makes no difference, it's a nekeva. She can't be a Korim HaPesach. If it was a zachar before Pesach, it would make a difference. Because you could be Korim HaPesach. It's a kedek, then it'd be a Korim HaPesach. But what is going on over here? So he says like this, Mati Rav Akva, Tir'eh Ad Shistah, let's get a mum. V'timachem be sold. V'yavi b'dameh pesach. And with the money from the female, bring a proper korban pesach. Okay? Now, yalde zachar, Now let's think about it for a second. This female Chedasad had a child, and we're still before Pesach. So we might think, okay, no problem. Bring the child to Korban Pesach. Mm-hmm. It's a male, right? What does he say here in the Braita? Yira'eh ad she'yista'ev v'yimacher v'yavi b'damav Pesach. Doesn't help. Sell it. Why doesn't it help? Look at Rashi. Korban Yalda, afilu zachar, yira'eh demikoach kedusha dechuye ba'ah. This mother was a kodshim kodshim dechuyim. It was really a how do you say dechuy? But how do you say dechuy? What's the word in English? Rejected, right? Rejected korban from the outset, like I said, dechuy meikara. The child is a dechuy as well, doesn't help us. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Who atzmo yikara is Pesach. Rabbi Shimon says, no. What's the problem? The child can be a perfectly good korban Pesach. Bring the child as a korban Pesach. So the Gemara is like this. What do you learn from Rabbi Shimon? Yesh ma'amina balechaim enam nitchim. So from Rabbi Shimon, so we said a second ago from Rav Huna Bered Yeshua, from Rav Oishia, he said that the case of the Asher, the rich guy, so became nidchim. From Rabbi Shimon, we hear over here, lo nidchim. So Amal Rabbi Oishia, so Oishia says Rabbi Shimon, ki amridan Rabbanan de Rabbi Shimon tzvir lei balech. I don't know Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Oishia not talking Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Shimon is a little bit older than Rabbi Shimon. He's a Tana, right? But he said, Rabbi Oishia says, I think probably he had to Rav Yehuna Bered Rav Yeshua. Who's Rav Oishia talking to?
The sages of Rav Oishia's academy said.
So the Haggadah Bach takes out the Amrei Debei Rabbi Oishia. Mm-hmm. That would be Amrei Debei Rabbi Oishia. The Haggadah Bach, if you see over the Aleph, says, Shvam Abalechaim Enam Nidchim, Amalei Rabbi Oishia. He takes out the Amrei Debei and says, Amalei Rabbi Oishia. I'm not sure who he thinks Rabbi Oishia speaks. Maybe to Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. Ki Amrinan, when do we say this? L'Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon, Tzvilei Balech Minan Nidachin, V'Hagrala Enam Akevet. I mean, I know it's going to go on, but I'm just considering who's saying what to. The Shittim Mekubetz takes it to Rabbi Shimon altogether and says, Ki Ka'ama L'Rabbanan. So the Shittim says, Ki Ka'ama L'Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon Tzvarlei, Balei Chayim Enan Nidchin. Right, he's on Nidchin. Right. V'Hagrala Enam Akebet. So they go together. Remember the Hagrala, we had this a number of times. You got two Korbanot for the Seirim, Lazazel and Lashem. If one dies in the middle, what do? Do you do a new Hagrala and bring two new korbanot in its place, and even the one that was alive, you chuck out? Or do we say, no, just bring a replacement for the one that died? So if you say nidchin, so then we're going to say that you need a new hagrala, and the fact that the one died, the other one has to go as well. Or if you say, not my kebab, we say, no, you just need to bring a new one, and the other one can carry on. Okay, that's what we're up to. Yes, Rabbi Shimon says that there's no hagrala. What does it mean to Tanya? We've got a brighter. Mate echad mehen, if one of the korbanot of the Azaz Rashi says, yeah, mate echad mehen meserei yom kippurim. Right? Look at Rashi. It's almost in line with the Gemara. Mm-hmm. Bring another one from the shuk out of Hagrah. You go buy one from the market. And the new one gets shechted with the old one. Because you don't reject animals. Even the one that you got chosen with is gone. He still ra'ui. It's what Shimon says. No dichu etzel ba'alechaim. Animals don't get nitche. Once they've been there, they're there. Right? This is Rabbi Shimon. This is the bright he brings. Give Rabbi Shimon. And that's Rabbi Shimon. Atana Rabbi Shimon. Okay. So basically, there's a little bit of a machloket over there with regards to im nitchin, not nitchin. We see a machloket there when Rabbi Shimon says that Amrab Chizda ain't hakenin mit parashot. Now, a new aloha here. This is a classic case we've seen with all the masechtas, right? The Gemara gets to the end of the masechta and it quickly starts rushing in a whole of alochas which have been left out. So we run aloch, Amrab Chizda ain't hakenin mit parashot. Now, you got a ken. You bring a ken. When brings a ken, two birds, right? One's a chatat, one's an olah. Which is the chatat, which is the olah? And at what stage do we choose the chatat and the olah? When do we dedicate which of the olah? Can we change them? With me? So he said, Amar Rav Huna, Chizda says like this. So Rav Chizda says, we're going to have a kasher of Chizda just now. Let's look at it quickly. Rav Chizda says, Ein akenin mit parashot. How do they become chosen, right? Like which is the olah, which is the chatat? Rashi says, Ezer olah, Ezer chatat, right? Ele I belekichat balim. So either when the barley buy it, or they buy it, the kicha doesn't mean buy it, or they take it, they set it aside, they buy them, and they say, this one's my chata, that's my ola. Right, look at Rashi. bought them for that purpose, right? Or at later stage, the Kohen will decide when he takes it out of the nest. And Rashi says, and now if the Baalim already chose which is which, the Kohen can't change it later on. But if the Baalim haven't decided, I don't care, he has my birds, and comes to the Kohen, he says to the Kohen, you decide, right? The Kohen can decide. I'm Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, my time with Rav Chista, what's Rav Chista's reason? That it's either at Lekicha or at Asiya. Either when the guy buys it or when the Kohen does the avodah. Tichtiv, because the pasuk says like this: V'lakcha shtei torim v'chule. The one pasuk says, "Im lo timtza yada deiseh." If she can't afford to buy an animal, v'lakcha shtei torim, she buys two birds or shtei bnei yona, echad lola v'echad nechatat v'chiper le Kohen v'taher. So it's v'lakach. The one pasuk says, "V'lakcha shtei torim, she buys them," and the next pasuk says, "V'asa haKohen et ha'echad chatat v'nechatat." The Kohen makes the one chatat, one's all. Next pasuk, therefore, or b'lekichat balim or b'asiyat Kohen. Those are the two stages. Happily works fine. So that is basically Rav Chisda. So now we got a kashya Rav Chisda. Meitivei, we got a brayta v'asa uchatat. The pasuk which says, "And him, the Kohen made them a chatat." So the one pasuk says the Kohen made them a chatat, and the other pasuk with regards to the goral over here. Right, the other it's so asal chatat hagoral osehu chatat ve'ein hashem osehu chatat. Right, so now what are we saying over here? Because the writer says osehu chatat. What does it chatat? The goral ve'ein hashem osehu chatat ve'ein kohen oseh chatat. Now, what? So bottom line, that's the brighter. So what's the pasuk coming to teach us? It's like a sheachol, what we have thought. V'alo dinu, kavachomer, yeah. We've got a bit of a kavachomer. Kol shekayim, what's going on over here? Uma b'makom shelo kidesh hagoral. Where there wasn't kiddush hagoral. Look at Rashi over here. B'makom shelo kidesh hagoral. Right, b'chol ha-korbanot. Normally, as opposed to Yom Kippur. The regular korbanot, there's no goral. Where do we have a goral? For the two seirim. But there's no, and we'd say like this. Let's try and do a kavachomer from the Seir Lazazel on Yom Kippur. So in the place where there wasn't a gora like a normal korban kidesh Hashem. So there we see that the Kohen, just by calling it a chatat or an ola, can mekadesh it. Makom shekadesh goral. So now in the place where there is a goral, ain or din shekadesh Hashem. So it seems like where there's no goral, the name works. See, there is a goral, the calling it should also work, right? Right. So what's look at Rashi? Makom shelo kesha goral b'chol akorban. Af Hashem. I've confused myself now. Anybody understand what's going on over here? What's a good question? We said like the Aruch Hizda that how do the kinimit parashot by calling that the Kohen calls them, gives them their names, and now we got a brighter that says v'asau chatat hagoral oseu chatat. It basically it's not the person, the goral, and not just calling them. So therefore, this pasuk over here that says calling. What do we need a goral for?
It says it should be
without a goral,
like you said before.
So what do we need a goral? We don't need a goral. Do we need a lottery or don't need a lottery? So what's going on over here? My question is, what is the Gemara's question? What is the Gemara's question?
We said, Rav Chisda said that ein Hashem oseh chatat, and here we're proving that that might not be the case.
So this va'asau ha'kohen et ha'echad ha'echad ha'ola. So this pasuk over here, va'asau ha'kohen et ha'echad ha'echad ha'ola, is about the seirim. Let's talk about the seirim. And we want Rav Chisda. Huh? No, the first case was v'im lo timtza. Rav, im lo timtza yadad daseh. Then it says v'lakcha. Then later, v'yikra tetvav. Vayikra Tet Vav, what pasuk? Vav Lamed.
Okay, there we are. Still not the question.
Lamed. Okay, but let's understand what's going on over here. ויום השמיני תיקח לשתי תרומות שני בני יונה ויהיו אותם אל הכהן פתח המועד ועשה הכהן את האחד אחד. Let's talk, clearly talking about the woman. We're not on the girl yet. Let's carry on and see if it makes a little bit sense for them. So now, במקום שיקח לשתי גורל, אלא דישיק לשם. ועשה חטאת. הגורל עושה הוא חטאת ואין השם עושה הוא חטאת. Okay, now comes the question. Got it. Ketani. Here comes the question. Now, so we've seen this over here, right? Now, Shem dumei de goral. Calling it is like similar to a lottery. Ma goral lav belekichav lav basi. In other words, when does the goral We said that when, according to Rav Chisda. Okay, now I start to come through to you. Right, Rav Chisda says as follows. Rav Chisda said that when do we decide the names of the animals, which is the chatah, which is an ola, or when the baalim buy it, or when the kohen brings it for the avoda. Now let's take a look and see with the goral. When did the goral take place? Right? Neither at the time of setting it aside, or neither at the time of the avoda. It was in the middle. So it's between the buying and the avoda, because you first got to call do the goral, and then you go and do the osehu chatat. That's the gross question. Ketani, shame to me the goral. You want to tell me now that the calling of the name is the same action as the lottery. So now, my goral, when does the goral work? Lav belekicha v'lav basia. Neither at the buying time or at the doing time. So therefore, afa shame, nami lav belekicha lav basia. Then how do you tell me that the birds are being dedicated or that the kicha or asia? They're similar to goral. Calling a bird is like giving it a goral. It should happen at a different time. And that is kasha on Rav Chisda. Okay, right. Thank you very much. You want it clear? Yeah. There's a question here, really, Rav Chisda, is purely a question of timing. Rav Chisda said, when does the bird get its name, or a chatra or an ola? Either when the buyer buys it, when the owner buys it, or when the kohen does the avoda. So what is it? If we from goral, from the goralot of the seirim, does it happen when they sell it? They can buy it 3-4 days ago, and not yet know which is the chatra, which is the ola? Or Lashem Lazazel, and then when they do the avoda, it's really too late. They've already called it, they've done the hagrala before the avoda. So it's, the naming should take place at a different stage, not at the time of the avoda or at the time of the lekicha. That's the Gemara's question to Rav Chisda. Amar Rabba, so Rabba, right? There's a shita change, and a Masura Shat change. Amar Rabba, okay, listen to what's going on over here. Umar b'makom shlo kesh. Rashi now explaining really what this whole parallel. It says Umar b'makom shlo kidesh ha-goral. Right, va'afilu, and the Hagodah Bach adds in there, va'afilu b'lekichat ba'alim v'zeh kohen, even at the time of lekichat ba'alim v'asiyat ha'kohen, but kidesh Hashem, right? There's no goral there, it doesn't work at that time, but the kidesh Hashem would work, either b'lekichat ba'alim v'asiyat kohen. Right, what's going to be a kan, right? Shekidesh HaGoral, now on Yom Kippur, with regard to the Seirim, when the Goral did work, Shlo B'Kichav Lo B'Asiya, Eino Din Shekidesh Hashem, Ibn Kichav B'Asiya. She wants to say the other way around, what's that rabbi, right? It was also the other way around, that really we should learn the Goral from the animals, from the birds. That the birds do work on Rav Chisda at that time. Why don't we learn the Goral should be done either at that time or at that time? In other words, answer the question around. Tamud Amar Vaseu Chatat. Hagorah Seu Chatat and Hashem Oseu Chatat. In other words, he's saying, on the contrary, we wanted to ask the Kashi against Rabba from in the Pasuk, which speaks about Azazel, it also says Voseu Chatat. He wanted to say, in that Pasuk there, that's what's missing from our Limud. There's a Pasuk of in the Goral where it mentions Voseu Chatat. So the kashya on Rav Chisda was, you telling me here v'oseh ha-kohen, I'm telling you there from the goral v'oseh u'chatat, v'oseh u'akohen, doesn't work at this time. Rabbi comes on and says, no, learn the other way around. You trying to ask me a kashya on Rav Chisda against the birds. Use the birds as a kashya against the goral. And then I'll tell you, no, there's a separate miut over there, that with the birds it does work, with the goral it doesn't work. Okay, that's it over there. Right, now it all makes sense to me. The Gemara brings another kashya. A person, this is what we saw already, right? A person who's a poor guy, and he's metame mikdash, going to bring in all of your head. Shehifrish ma'ot lekeinu. He didn't actually buy birds, but he set aside money for the birds, right? For he'ashir. And now he became rich, right? I'm not even joking. The more I think about it, the more there's something under the surface here. But think about it for a second. The guy who was rich, and he then went and bought a poor bird offering, what did he do? He behaved like a poor person. What happened to him? He became poor. A guy who's poor, and he bought, and now he's going to set aside a korban. He doesn't run and buy the korban. He sets aside the money. So he says, oh, maybe I'm not going to run and buy a bird offering right now. I might get rich. So he sets aside the money, and what happens? He gets rich. Okay, that's just my own nonsense fitting here. Maybe, I don't know. Right? Right? So now there's a bit of a Gersa war going on here, but let's just read it as the Gemara says. V'achar kach amar, and then after he set aside the money, he said, Eilu lechatati v'eilu leolati. This money is for my chatat, and this money is for my ola. And he hasn't, no, he doesn't have to add more money because he's bringing birds. He's going to bring two birds now. He says, this money is for my ola bird, and this money is for my chatat bird. But we said, but he hasn't become rich yet. Right? Okay, you'll see, it's a little bit of a problem. Okay, well, I was already getting to the heart of the matter. This is going to be the Gemara's kashia. The Gemara's going to say this brighter is meshubeshet. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the order is wrong. Okay? So that's the problem. We used another word. I've always used another word. Like we've had a better word for Mishul Beshet or
corrupted.
Thank you. Shkoach, David. Right. Marikan of Eshiv, Achaka of Amar Eluchat Eluchati, Mosif Umevi Chovato, mit the Mechatato. So now he adds money. Remember, if he's bringing an animal korban, and he brings one, a chatat. He's a poor guy, so he's going to bring two, the birds. Remember? So now, the money that was going to be for his chatat, on that money, he adds the money to bring the animal. And the change over there, which is for his ola, ain mosif umevi chovato mit demei olato. Right? Doesn't add on that. And it looks like that isn't even included. If he had just set aside the money and not dedicated it, we already learned he could have used that money to buy a bird, an animal. But because he said, this is my chatat, this is my ola, that money can be added on to bring his chatat. The money for the ola is done deal. He can't get any hanar from it now. He's going to bring it over and above. Right? V'ha-ha-cha. So the Gemara Nakas has a question. V'ha-ha-cha deleike lo lekicha v'lo asiya. He hasn't yet bought the birds. He hasn't yet brought the korban to do the korban. Uketani mevi chovato midmei chatato v'lo midmei olato. So what do we see here? You can dedicate an ola and a chatat before you bought the birds. Rav Chisda said at the time of buying. You got it?
Yes,
yeah, so
this is another time.
There's another time earlier, prior time. So Amarav Shesh, Rav Shesh, what is it of a tisbara matnita metakantehi? You think this is a matnita? This matnita is fine. On the contrary, it's corrupted, right? Right? Diktani, look, we had the brighter go. The he'eshir, he became rich. The acharkach amar elchati olati. That doesn't make sense. If he became rich, then why when he became rich is he now saying this is my chatat, this is my ola? Once he became rich, there's no longer a chatat and an ola. There's only one animal. So the order is clearly wrong. You with me?
Yeah.
Clearly wrong. Everyone got that? Mm-hmm. Clearly wrong. So therefore, Rav Shesh said this isn't a good...
Otherwise, he would have had to add money. If he was rich already, he would have to have a chatat
For an animal. Yeah. So if he became rich, he wouldn't now say, that's my bird, that's my bird. Now I'm rich, I've got to bring an animal, so I don't dedicate a chatat and ola.
Or maybe he didn't want to bring one.
But then it's... then lo yatsa. Then we learned earlier on, Rav Moshe says, a rich person who sets aside a bird, he can't bring it as a korban at all.
But isn't the idea that he set aside before he became rich?
But he's now rich. So if he's going to still carry on, if the order of the mission is right and you're right, then the fact that he became rich means he's now rich. Now that he's now rich, he's going to now make dedications. Now he's a rich guy already. The fact that he says that money before is irrelevant. Now what he does with that money, now he's dedicating it to Korban, or he's a rich guy. Now he's a new rich guy. There's a new stage. We forget that he was once poor, right? So that's what I'm saying. This is the Meshubashta. This Mishnah is not Metakanta, it's Meshubashta. Right? And now this is the proof. Hey, David, the Gemara answers exactly what you just said. And here's the proof. What we learned on the Amud Bet yesterday. Amrab Oishia. Okay, I've seen this before, right? I'm not so clever. Right? Amrab Oishia. Metame Migdash Ashir. Metame Migdash Ashir. Shehevi Korban Ani. Who brought a Korban as an Ani. Loyatza. So it couldn't be that this is the Mishnah is correct. Okay, right. So now the Gemara is like, Ela ma'it itlech lemaim. Let's see what you got to say. Shekfar amar mishat aniato. That's how the Mishnah should be read. Not metame mishat ani shehifrish ma'ut and then afterwards va'amar. It's a case of metame mikdash shehifrish ma'ut va'amar el chatati v'el lati and then became rich. Okay, you got it? Right? V'mishaniyato, hachinami shekfar amar mishat hafrashato. So too, the answer to your question against Rav Chisda, we know he became rich already. Right?
No, first he put aside
the shekfar amar mishat yato, sorry. Just like he had set it aside, he'd also been mafrish when he was still poor. And that's why we had the money set aside when he was still poor. Okay, perfect. Now, third, Rabbi Chaja, so the Gemara said, wait a second. That works out very nicely. They answer him, but the Bechadja, Amar Yeshaya, the Shitta changed of Yeshaya, the Amar Yatza, he's Cholek Rab Oishia, who says that a rich guy who set aside a bird can't bring it. Rab Chaja, it says, Rab Yoshia, he is Yotze, right? So now, how are you going to explain that case of the Breita? It worked out that it's very nice as Meshubashta, but now if you say that he can't, is Yotze, how are you going to, what are you going to tell me? Make it a Maimar. Look at Rashi there quickly. My ikele meimar. Anybody see the Rashi? I've got a few Rashis over here. Yeah, my ikele meimar. On the Tosfot side there, like almost in the middle. My ikele meimar. Hadra kushya neduchta. The question now goes back to its place. The love shat lekicha vasiya huva kava. Here, in our country of Chaja, who says that you are Yotze, we can now read this Mishnah like it was. The guy was an ani. He set aside money for his things. Then he became rich. And then he dedicated them. And now we see that when did the dedication take place? Before he had bought the birds, before we had done the avodah. And Rav Chisda says that you can only do the dedication of the names of the birds either at the time of buying the birds or of avodah. Here we see that according to Rav Chajma, he says, you would be Yotze, we could read this bright as a good, fully-fledged brighter. And the order went. He was a poor guy. He said, took aside money, then became rich. Doesn't make it if we know that he was rich. And he dedicated this money for Korban Chatat, this for Korban Ola. Yes. And we see that the dedication works. Because when he adds on the money, he only adds the money on to the one which is going to be a Chatat and not to what's going to be an Ola. Therefore, the dedication worked already at the money stage. This is a kashya with Rav Chisda. Question clear? Mm-hmm. Right. So now what are you going to say? So Tani says, no problem. Tani vacharkach kilakach. Don't say in the brighter where it says Mekaj ani shivish ma'at kino veheshiv achakach amar elu chatati. Say v'acharkach kilakach. He bought acharkach. He bought them and then said lechatati ule ash ule olati. He bought them first at the right time. Right. Kilakach v'amar. That he first bought and then he said it. A new kashia. Now comes a kashia here on Rav Chaja. Now we can ask about Rav Chaja, said you are Yotze. Metzora ani, because remember Rav Chaja says, Rav Chaga or Chaja, I don't know how you read it.
Chaga.
Chaga, okay, I'm reading like a Taimani. Rav Chaga says that you are Yotze. So now the Gemara brings a kashe on Rav Chaga. Mate, we got a brighter, right? And this is a brighter in Masechet Nida, coming up soon. Metzora ani, Shevi Korban Ashir, a Metzora ani, right? He's a Metzora, also an Oliver Yored. And then he brought Ashir, Korban Ashir. So he only had to bring really a bird offering, let's say. And he brought an animal offering, Yatza. No, very nice, he's Yatza. Ashir Shevi Korban Ani, a rich one who brought a Korban Ani, a bird offering, lo Yatza. So how can Rav Chaga tell us that you can, a rich guy can be Yotze with a bird with a poor offering? Tiyufta de Rav Chaga. This is a good Kashir, Tiyufta Rav Chaga. So Rav Oisha says, no. Amar lecha, how would Rav Chaga defend himself? Sha'ani gabe Metzora. Metzora is a separate rule. There the Torah is more machmir. Why? Demi et Rachmana. Because the Torah says specifically in the Pasuk there, said zot yet rata Metzora b'yom torato v'vara kohen. Zot. That zot, have a look at Rashi. It says v'zot. Where's the Rashi there? Zot tietra metzora. In other words, specifically the metzora has to be specifically type of korban. But anybody else can bring another korban. And I said, wait a second, yach, yafu di metzora ani. Nami shevi korban ashir. So why did the brachah say that a poor metzora who bought a rich korban, why was he yotze? Why don't we say zot? You the poor guy, don't stop being like a rich guy, bring a poor guy offering. And you as a rich guy, bring a rich guy offering. Because it says zot. Be specific. So he says, no. Lie. Maybe since you're this national lie, right? Like something like a shvua type of national. What are you talking about? Ha adre kra. That's what the Torah specifically said. The pasuk said, "Zot tie Torah mitzora." What does the Torah come to teach us? Look at Rashi. "Zot tie Torah mitzora." Torah, mashma Torah achat lekulan. So now the obvious question is, but why does it work all the way around, right? But let's look at Rashi. "Umeacha sheechad mar bedechad memait." It works that a poor guy can be from an Ashir, the Ma'alin Bakodesh, because you can go up in Kodesh, velo Ashir Bakobani, but not a rich guy from a poor Korban. Why? The Ain Moridin. So the guy, Ma'alin Bakodesh, Moridin, that's what could work. Right? But we've got a brighter here, and Rashi says this is Benichuta, that was like not a question, it's a proof. Torat, why say Torat? Rabot, but Surah Ani Shevi Korban Ashir Yatza. So the Gemara says, "Yachud Afidu Ashir Shevi Korban Ani Shiyatza." Now Talmud Lomar Zot VeYalif Minei Amarka Talmud Lomar Zot VeLeilef Minei. Right. So why don't we learn one from the other? Amarka Im Dalhu VeEni Lomar Seged Mitzra Hud Ashir Shevi Korban Ani Had Lo Yatza Abba Metamim Beg Mitzra Ashir Shevi Korban Ani Yatza. So he says that specifically with regards to, why don't we learn the one from the other with regards to the Mitzvah and the other one? He says, no, limited to the Pasuk, and Metame Migdash Ashir Shevi Korban Ani will be Yotze according to Rav Chaga, and therefore it all works out nicely. A new Mishnah, the last Mishnah of the Perek. We'll get up to like about four lines before the end. We'll go quickly. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kvasim Kodmim Leizim B'chol Makom. What does it mean a Keves before Ez? The Pasuk always writes, Keves and then Ez, right? So therefore, the fact that it is makdim one to the other, right? Receive b'chol makom. Rashi says, yeah, kvasim kodmim la'azim. The b'chol duchte ketiv mina kvasim v'hara mina izim. Tikachu. It always says first take an ez and then a keves, then an ez. V'chen ol l'se b'kvasim v'izim. So now yachol. So what's a yachol? So what's the nafkim in a really? Look at Rashi. Ha'omer harei alai ola. If you just say I'm going to bring an ola, v'yesh lo keves v'ez, and you've got in your backyard, you've got a goat and a sheep, bring the sheep. That's what it means, right? Bimnei shehein muvchar. It's a good word. Question is, why is one better than the other? Mech muvchar. Talmud Omar v'im keves yavi kum lechatat no eshlem shloim. The pasuk there says v'im keves. Rashi says here, what's going on over here? Rashi says Talmud Omar v'im keves v'lo gasinan im ez. Talmud Omar v'im keves yavi b'chule ula el minay. The pasuk above it, Pesach ketiv hevi et korbanos shrit izim kan hikdim ez lekeves lechatat yachik ketiv alma ez yishut yakim. So there are times in the Gemara where it does bring ez. First, it does not. Really, the Gemara prefers the keves in the order, but they're the same equal. You can bring any of them. Torin could be in the bnei yonah. Now the same thing. Torin or bnei yonah, right? So doves, pigeon before turtle doves. One bit in the other. No, it says ben yonah or tor lechatat. There are times when it reaches the other around. They're shakul. And then ha'av kodem la'em b'chol makom. Normally, when it comes to halacha, the father's always mentioned before the mother. Yachol b'nei she kibud ha'av kodem al kibud ha'em. He said because there's more kibud av to kibud ha'em. No, talmud amar ish imor v'avitirahu. You got to do them both. Then here comes ish imor. The mother comes first. Me'met she'shneim shakulin. Aval amru chachamim. Why is it written first ha'av kodem la'em b'chol makom? B'nei shehu v'imor chavim. Because both the mother and the child has to give the father kavod. Okay, do that. Other way around. Im zacha haben ifne harav. If the child learns before teacher of his father, harav kodem etav b'chol makom neshuv avi chavim chavod Torah. Boy, see that? If you got a rav and your father's got a rav, you give the rav kavod because the father's also chayv to the rav kavod. So therefore, the rav would come first. Okay, go on, turn around. Interesting, brighter coming up. It works like this. Arbat Savachot Tzavcha Azara. The Azara being the Bin Ben Amigdash screamed out four screams. Okay? Tzavcha Achat Hotzio Mikan Bene Eli. The first one was in the time of Eli, the Kohen Gadol. The Azara screamed out, get rid of Eli's children. Chofni v'Pinchas. Why? Shetimu et haichal, because they used to make women sleep with them and do all deals. They were bad guys. Tzavcha, the second tzavcha, pitchu sha'arim, open up your gates as a temple, v'yikaneis Yochanan ben Nidvai. And bring in Yochanan ben Nidvai, who is he? Talmido shel Pinkai, he's a Talmido Pinkai, v'yemalei karso mikot shei shamayim. Right? And he filled up his belly on eating kochim. This is a guy with an insatiable appetite. He could eat meat like nobody's business. Amruah ben Nidvai, they said about this guy, Yochanan ben Nidvai, Shayauchel arba se'a gozalot. Four se'a of gozalot, of chickens, of birds, right? Like pargiot for bekinuach, suda. Right, look at Rashi. After he finished eating, he'd have four seya for dessert, right? Amru kol yamav, while he was alive, lo haya notar ba'azara. They never worry about burning left of me because he'd just finish it all up. He eat it all, right? Tzavcha shlishi, the third tzavcha, was su'u sha'arim ha'sheichem v'yikanes Yishmael ben Pichai. The Shita changed not Elishama, but Yishmael ben Pichai. And who was he? A Talmido shel Pinchas. Right? And what was his story? V'yishamesh b'kuhuna gedola. And he was a Kohen Gadol, and therefore the Baal Mishnah wanted him to come in, and they brought him in. So we got two so far of calling guys in, right? Yochanan ben Nidvai and Yishmael ben Pichai. And the first tzavcha was to get rid of children of Eli. The third tzavcha, the fourth shafting of the Baal Mishnah was Pitchu she'arim vehotziyu Yisachar ish kfar bar ka'i. Again, to get rid of this guy. Right? Look at Rashi there. No, we haven't got a name of who he is. But what was his story? He took himself very seriously. And he would be mevazi, and he would belittle the kochei shamayim. How would he do? My ahave abi. What did he do? Says the Gemara. Have a karich shirai al yad. Rashi says, "Kave karich shiradei kedei shelo yilachlech yadav bebasa." He would put gloves on of something. What's the shirai here? Silk. Okay, thank you. Rashi, look at this. If you look at the Masorah Shas there, the Gimel, he says there. Look in Psachim, Perish Makom Shinagu, and Daf Nun Vav Amud Bet, or Nun Zayit, sorry. Perish Rashi, it's like this. Karich Yadei Beshirai, he'd cover his hands with silk. V'chatzitza, and it's a chatzitza. And it's posel v'kotchim, the Ba'idan, v'lakach ha-kohen, she'ikach ba'atzmo, v'od de b'zayun hu v'ayem, okay? Be'sheva. So he says like, v'habe avid avoda. So now, the Gemara says, okay, so nu mas likele. So now we said to get rid of this guy, right? But what became of him? What was his destiny? Look at Likutei Rashi here. Likutei Rashi says, there's a Likutei Rashi, right at the bottom. What was his payback for belittling the Beit HaMikdash with his hands? Look at the story here. We'll end off, not a nice story, we end off on this. Yanai Malka Umalkata Havayatvan Besudata. So Malka, the Shitta Ejine Besudata. So Yana the king, we don't know, he's not a great guy, he was a bad guy, and his wife, they were sitting in a Suda. Malka Amar, and they were arguing now, the husband and wife. Malka Amar Gedi Yai, right? A Gedi. What is a Gedi? A lamb, right? So the Malka says, Rashi says, yeah, Malka Umalkuta Malchai Beit Chashmonai. Right, the Chashmonai king. Gedi Yai. Look at the Likute Rashi. Gedi Tov Lemacha Yoter Mina Keves from Sachim. Says that a gedi, a goat, is better than a lamb. Umalkatan, his wife says, Amrak Imre Yai, a lamb is better. Amru, so they said, like, how are we going to solve this problem? Right? He says, Nishai Leili Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai, the Kohen Gadol, they can bring this guy Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai, okay, he was a Kohen Gadol, who? Right? Remember the fourth tzevicha, right, was Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai. This is the guy, right? He put the gloves on him. Mm-hmm. So they bring him in. He was a Kohen Gadol. Look at the Shita Mekubetzet there, Ot Gimel. The Makriv Korbanot Kol Yoma. He brought Korbanot every single day. The Kimle Begavayu. And since he was there with them, Krauhu Vishal, they bring him in as the expert. They bring him in as the consulting witness now on what is better, lamb or goat. Right? And they're going to ask him, Amalek. So he says to them, E gedia yai yesik letamide. He says, what's your question? If a gedi, a goat, was better, then the Torah would have told us to bring a goat as a korban tamid. And the fact is, the Gator told us what? Bring a lamb. And now, look, here comes the problem. Bahadei da Amar, while he was busy saying this, Achvei b'yadei, he made some sort of like belittling gesture with his hands. Look at Rashi, yeah? Achvei b'yadei, belashon gasut v'leitzanut. He was being haughty and like mockery. Umarad b'malchut. And that's revenging against the king. You don't behave like that. So Amar Lehon Malka, the king said to his guards, Hoyil v'achvei b'yadei. Now firstly, let's just see, the king said, a lamb is better, a goat is better, right? The queen said, A sheep is better. Who did he side with?
Queen.
The queen. Who made the took the action to get him into trouble? Who didn't like his answer?
The king.
The king, right? So the king says, "I'm my lord Malka." The king says, "Hoyil va'achve biyade." Since he did this, kotsu leide demia, cut off his right arm. So the king clearly upset. He didn't take his side, right? Yahiv shuchta, but he gave shochad, paid a bribe to the king's men, and instead of cutting off his right arm, they cut off his left arm. But he was right-handed. So he'd rather have his right hand than his left hand, right? Shama Malka, the king heard that they only cut off his left hand. Va'amar likzo nami lidei deyamina. Cut off his right hand as well.
Right.
Let's just quickly see. Are we finished here for the day? Amar Rav Yosef Baruch Hanan Shakir Yisrael Ishkari Barakai. Let's finish the story over here. So he says, Amar Rav Yosef, Berich Rachmana, right? Praise Hashem, Deshakle Leisachar Ish Kafri Barkai, right? They basically paid him, Le Mitrapse, right? Look at Rashi, Ligmulo, Lishnachrida Le Malkuto, right? That he got him back, right? Okay, let's sit over here. We finish the rest. We should actually go to the two dots. You know that. Let's go. Amar Rav Ashi, v'lo have tani lei ditnan kasim komin nezim b'chol makom yachov neshe muvcharin. Why didn't he say that the answer should have been that they muvcharim, that they're written all the places? Im keves v'lamet sheshnein shkulim, but at the end of the day, they are equal. Kachat Ravin Amar afilu mikra nami lo kra dichtiv im keves im ez. We couldn't have proven it either way because the psuk at the end of the day say im keves im ez, take your pick. So therefore, we couldn't have solved the situation from the korbanot or anything else, etc. Okay.